Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, and today we will cover some of the empowerment concepts, get you familiar with concepts and how you can begin to practice working on yourself every day. But what I like to do first is start with the empowerment pledge. And that pledge is simply I will work on myself. And we begin with that very solid but profound point. If you could begin to contemplate on the idea of what it really means to work on yourself, what it means to take the time out to deliver thoughts about how you want to improve yourself, how you want to improve your life, how you want to make a difference in your own life, how you can change your experiences in life by just thinking about working on yourself. Now, working on yourself is very important because it allows you to begin to become empowered. It begins to allow you to control your life and yourself. And then you can determine the path and the direction that you want to go in that's perfect for you, for your purpose in life. And so all you have to do is determine for yourself that you want to become motivated, become inspired, become empowered, become the very best person that you can be. And all it takes is just a little practice, just a little work on your part, just a little effort, just a little simply trying every day to demonstrate your God-given ability to work on yourself and change. And that's what it's all about. It's delivering to yourself a message of empowerment, of gratitude, of praise, of just knowing and acknowledging that there is something that you can do for yourself every day. The empowerment is so simple. It's really just you beginning to say to yourself, I have decided that I would determine how I want my life to be on the inside. And so we've given you here at the Empowerment Works several aspects and concepts and ideas that you can begin to work on and practice every day. And the pledge is just one. So we practice the pledge. That's a personal covenant and commitment that you have with yourself about working on yourself. There are tools in there that will help you develop yourself. This practice is working on becoming a better person. And you have to begin to welcome growth. And you do this by just a simple acknowledgement that you're becoming better every day, just one day at a time. Just knowing, I know I am becoming better because of what I'm doing, because of the work that I'm doing, because of the simple efforts that I put forth every day to begin to practice gratitude, to become humble, to reduce my inflated ego and my dependence on material possessions, and then practicing forgiveness, living firmly in the present, stay in the now. So a lot of us tend to project out and have ideas or forecasts about the future or live firmly in the past, past relationships or past experiences that we cleave to every day. But my challenge for you today is begin to work past those moments and begin to firmly live your life in the now. Stay in the moment. Live in the now. And the more that you can just be in the now, the more that you can connect with yourself, the more that you can understand yourself. Take the time for quiet time, mental relaxation, focus, and just do a little bit every day. And I'm certain that your life and your mind will change just one day at a time. And you can't get any better than that. You can't. It's just that simple, that practical. That's what the empowerment is all about. So what you want to do is begin your day with gratitude, becoming thankful for your life and your health. And you know life and good health is important. So today, begin to offer gratitude, forgiveness, and anything else that you can begin to give towards yourself or toward others. And you will see that practicing gratitude, it begins to humble you. And it actually turns into a form of humility. And we want to humble ourselves every day. And the more that we can become humble, the more that we begin to experience the groundedness that we need. And we need to become grounded, because if we're not grounded, then we're all over the place. And many of you out there know how it feels to be all over the place, misled, misguided, and misunderstood. But just with a daily practice of grounding yourself and working on yourself and practicing gratitude, humility, and forgiveness, you begin to change. You begin to become more positive. You can become more connected. And so today, our practice is, once again, gratitude. Begin your day with gratitude. Begin to forgive yourself for any negative actions that you may have taken in the past. Begin today to create the life that you desire by creating positive thoughts and images of yourself. Begin to think positive thoughts about your life. Begin to be more of who you are. Be more of where you are. Wherever you are, be there. Be in the room. Be in the chair. Be in the building, the house, the car. Wherever you are, be there. That's the challenge today. Just be there. Create positive thoughts and images of yourself. I am beautiful. I am kind. I am loving. So begin today to love yourself more. Begin today to respect yourself more. And begin today to appreciate yourself more. And if you would, begin today to appreciate all of your special gifts, talents, and abilities. Begin today to work toward making this day the greatest day ever. Make today your best day. And I believe you can accomplish this by making an effort to become all that you were born to be today and every day. If you just would take it one day at a time, practicing empowering yourself, establishing quiet periods of reflection, becoming peaceful and humble, and learning to forgive, staying in the moment, and you got it. And so with the empowerment process, basically it's you want to establish a personal goal. And to start this process, you have to determine that there is something in your life that you really want to change. Something about you that you really want to change, to get better at, or to completely eliminate. And this willingness comes from within you. Now, motivation is really awkward, and it's really a difficult process, because many of us really don't know who we are, what we want, or where we're going. And so we have to determine what that is. We have to really know what's driving us. So the question today is, what's driving you? What's making you do the things you do? And if you can get behind that, then you will understand better some of the ideas and beliefs and practices that you currently hold that may or may not be true, or may not be right for you at this current time in your life. You will have to determine that. But all of those things come from within you. So you have to separate your ego from your reality. You have to separate those images and ideas that have been given to you by other people, by the television and many other sources that begin you to think and believe a certain way. And you have to begin to think and believe for yourself. And by knowing yourself, change begins. Change begins by your acknowledgement of your own needs and the knowledge of self. And if you combine these two, then you have it, because change will come once you know and understand what you need and what you need to do. That knowledge of self, that working on self, that self-improvement, that firmness of purpose, the consistency in action, becoming more determined than ever to be successful, to be great, to live your purpose, is what the empowerment is all about. So work on yourself every day and become the best person that you can be. The empowerment process is so important because it's so simple. It's really just a simple, basic process. But the first step is you have to become honest with yourself. And not many of us are really ready to be honest with ourselves because we live in a very false, shallow reality. And that reality is always moving. It's always shaky. It's always volatile. Or it's very solid. It's very concrete. It's rooted in misguidedness, bad decisions, negative choices and reactions that you typically respond to all the time. And so the blueprint in your mind continues to promote the same realities over and over again, the same experiences over and over again. And I'm challenging you to change your mind, change your heart, change your ways. And you can do this by focusing completely on the thing that you know in your heart you need to work on. Focusing completely on the things that you know you need to work on and change about you. So begin the process today by sitting alone and examining your life, your thoughts, and your activities. Then determine the goal that you want to work on and begin to work on it today. You have to sit alone and examine yourself and your life. And really, many of us are not ready to do that because it's a difficult place to be in. You have to stare yourself in the face, and you can't blame anyone else. When you can sit down and begin to challenge yourself about how you are, and begin to question yourself about why you are, how you are, then your life begins to change. That's what it's all about today. So create balance in your life. And balance within the empowerment concept is simple. It's an even distribution of your energy, thought, focus, and faith that enables you to remain upright and steady in your life. Your focus is that focal point, the point of your mind and your thoughts that direct your attention to whatever it is that you put it on. And lastly, faith. And this faith is the complete trust or confidence in you and in your own ability. That's it. So walk in faith, become balanced, and focus on where you're going and what you're doing. It is important to think positive thoughts today and each day, because your thoughts create your reality, people. If you get that and you just work with that, you got a lot of great things going on. This has been Empowerment 365. It's Finding You, Marvin Rome. Every day we're doing 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. Check me out on the web, www.theempowerment.weebly.com. It's a great show for people who just want to work on themselves. The website is a great place for you if you like reading or listening. Just go out and work on yourself every day. I'll leave you with this. Understand and know that justice, fairness, and accountability are important today in life. Love on yourself. Become the best person that you can be. Be good, be positive, and be fair. And most of all, become the example for others to follow by becoming the best person that you can be. That's it for today. I'm Marvin Rohn, your host. Thank you for having me here today, and I hope to talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Peace.